The nonprofit organization Dig Deep commissioned a study last year, along with the U.S. Water Alliance. The study showed, among other things, that Native American households are 19 times more likely to lack indoor plumbing. Dig Deep needed the numbers in the study as it continues work on its Navajo Water Project. It brings potable running water and solar power to Navajo families using self-contained systems. I reached out to Project Director Emma Robbins, who's also a member of the Navajo Nation. Emma, to start, can you fill us in on the background of Dig Deep and the Navajo Water Project?
Yeah, so Dig Deep was started to help people across the world who did not have access to running water. In 2016, we stopped our international work and started working in the United States, focusing specifically on Native nations. The Navajo Water Project has been in place since 2015. And in my tenure, we've installed almost 300 home water systems, which are comprised of a 1,200-gallon cistern that goes underground. It relies on a water truck that fills it up, a series of plumbing, a pump, a water heater, a filter, a sink, and a gray water drain field. That is a system that works for off-grid families.
Is this a one-size-fits-all water solution, or is this something where you come in and sort of assess each household and family needs individually and then install a system based on that?
We have a system for families who do have grid electricity, and we have a system for families who need solar panels. It's definitely, you know, something where we do need to assess because everybody's needs are different.
How do you determine which households and which families get one of these systems?
The way that Dig Deep works is we collaborate with a community partner. So that could either be a local government, like a chapter, or else a nonprofit that's working in the area. And it's really just making sure that these projects are sustainable. In my mind, I would love to go out and install these systems for everybody, but if we can't consistently fill them up with safe water from a water delivery truck, then that's not going to be a good fit. During COVID, things have changed because what we're doing now is placing storage tanks that are 275 gallons instead of the 1,200-gallon systems because we can't go into people's homes.
And how has COVID affected how you put these water systems in and, more importantly, how you interact with the families that are getting them?
It's hard not working inside homes. I, like everybody else, am very much looking forward to when the pandemic is over for obvious reasons, but also just because I want to make sure that we're getting back into homes and getting people a consistent water source.
Emma, you're a member of the Navajo Nation. Outside of the pandemic, when you've had the opportunity to install these systems, what's it like to spend time with families that are enjoying running water, clean, hot, cold running water, for the first time ever in that particular household?
It's life-changing for sure, and it can be really emotional. You know, I, being from the reservation myself, have family that still doesn't have running water, or, you know, when I was growing up, my grandparents didn't, my aunties and uncles didn't have it. You know, I've always grown up with this idea, knowing that not having running water is, quote-unquote, normal on the res. It wasn't until I moved off the reservation as an adult that I saw that's not something that is, you know, quote unquote, normal, one. And two, it shouldn't be normalized. Everybody needs to have water, you know, because it's not just about having drinking water. It's not just about being able to clean yourself. It's about having that mental stress lifted from you. You know, you're able to be with your family. You know that your water is coming from a safe source. And it definitely can be very emotional. And I think sometimes it's a very great feeling, but it's also can be overwhelming knowing that there are tens of thousands of other people across the reservation who don't have that opportunity.
That's Emma Robbins of the Navajo Water Project, among several organizations working to bring water to Navajo households. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.